Nancy, what are we doing with case 11?
10.
I'm sorry.
That's a no-show.
That was a no-show, and they were going to issue if he showed up. I couldn't get in touch with him. I couldn't.
Okay.
No phone number, no email, nothing.
He's supposed to be here today.
He got the letter, so okay. Yeah, you tracked it, and he did get the letter.
What happened to the states?
Oh, he left?
Yeah, what are
Maybe Mary.
I'm confused.
No.
Tell us, no.
Let's see if he comes back.
Well, let me come back the last one.
Case five.
Case number 523-162. For the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today.
I'm Sergeant Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y, with the Brantford Police Department.
Thank you, Sergeant. Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, I would. Appellant applied for a Connecticut pistol permit with our department. The background check showed that the current status of his pistol permit was revoked. However, in the application, he wrote that it had never been revoked. When I asked him, he said his attorney gave him the guidance to write no.
Sure, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, I,
you'll need to unlock your iPhone
after first. Turning that back into Sergeant Carney, realized that the box that I did check, it should have put down yes and put an explanation. But I did put down, check the box saying no, because I thought it was, checking with the attorney, I thought he said everything is taken care of, it's been nollied, everything is done. So that's what was my mistake, was just checking the box the wrong way.
Gotcha. Okay, Sergeant, was there anything else you wanted to add?
Nothing else.
Okay, do you have any questions for the Sergeant?
No.
Okay, does the board have any questions for the Sergeant?
So the only reason that the permit was denied is because he checked the wrong box on the form?
Yep, he checked the wrong box, left the subsequent ones that it's with the explanation. Those were left blank, and he signed a notarized document.
He has no criminal record or no interaction with the police that would cast doubt upon his suitability?
Correct. Okay. Only that it's revoked.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions?
Is there any, do you have any information on the basis of the revocation that concerns the town?
None that can be disclosed because of the case that it stemmed from.
No, I'm just in case you had personal knowledge of the case or witness or anything like that.
Anyone else? Okay, sir, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Other than a simple mistake, I was just trying to reinstate my pistol permit, which I've had for 37 years. Never had any issues. I was never arrested. I'm not reckless. I've had a permit and never had any issues. Let's just put it that way.
Sergeant, do you have questions for the appellant?
I do.
Does the board have questions for the appellant?
What was the revocation for?
From when I was arrested?
Yes. Yes, okay. Your permit was revoked.
My permit was revoked.
What was it revoked for?
What happened was I was in traffic on the highway. There was a group of kids driving crazy, almost came this close to hitting me, in and out of traffic. They were just taunting with everybody on the highway. So I ended up getting off the exit in Leeds Island Road. When I did, these guys came up on the side of me off the exit. Confrontation started with them, with their mouths. All of a sudden, they jumped out of their car, started coming towards me. I could not leave the area that I was in. I was stuck at a traffic light at the end of the exit. Let's put it this way. I was sitting in my car, and as they started to come towards me, I saw that, and I did not take it out to the point where I stood out of my car or anything like that or through the window. I just stood there because, first of all, at that time, I mean, I had hip surgery.
So when you said, I'm going to.
I was fearing for my life when these two guys were coming after me.
Assume you took your firearm out of a holster or something like that?
Yes, I took the firearm off. It was on the side of me, right here, and I just took it out, and I had it here on my lap like this. When they came running towards me, I says, don't do it. You better turn around and get the hell out of here. That's exactly what I told them. And that's when the kid noticed, he saw that thing, and he saw, and then they just, the light had changed, and I took off. As I proceeded to go home, I was pulled over by the Prattville Police Department. That's what happened.
And you were, so at the end of the exit, when they came out of the car toward you,
yes,
you were in fear of your life.
I was in fear of my, sure. I was.
And at that point?
And I couldn't go anywhere. There was traffic on both sides of me. I'm in the right lane to go right. They were in the lane to go left. There was nowhere, and there was cars in front of us. There was nowhere for me to go.
But after you pulled away from there.
Yes.
Did you contact the Brantford Police Department, call 911?
I wasn't far from my home. I was still shaking. I started to drive home. I was literally maybe a half a mile from, not even a half a mile from my house when I was pulled over. I was going to call the Brantford Police Department when I got there. I was making deliveries that day for, I had a flower shop. I was heading back home that day from New Haven on the highway heading back to Brantford.
How far is Leech Island exit to your residence?
Leech Island Road, well, probably a mile and a half.
When your permit was revoked, did you appeal that revocation?
To be honest with you, when I hired my attorney, it stated at his office that day that the fee that I paid him was for the pistol permit. The first thing that I had to go to court for was for the appeal for the pistol permit. And then it was the going back was for the criminal charge that was placed on me. I thought it was taken care of as far as with the paperwork that was supposed to have been filed. And then I just received the letter and found out that it was, I called the Board of Firearms with the paper that I had. And I think I was too late for the appeal. I spoke with Nancy. And it was too late for the appeal. Then I found out that there was a hearing coming up, but I found out that I can also just reapply for the permit instead of waiting for a hearing that was coming up in 2025. If everything was taken care of from the court system, which wasn't, first of all, they didn't even put it into the court system. I had to go back again with my attorney because they never cleared it after everything was nollied at Court Street, Elm Street.
And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but were you relying on the advice of your attorney that said that the permit did not need, the revocation didn't need to be put on this form when you reapplied? Or was it your attorney say, don't worry about that, or did you just kind of assume?
No, he didn't say anything further. From that point when I saw him that day, he stated to me what he was representing me for the charges, for the criminal, the defense attorney for criminal charges. And also he said that it's also gonna be, we have the first one is for your appeal for your, to file for your appeal for your permit. It was the first, for the first time in court.
But the grounds for the denying the permit this time is that you didn't list the prior revocation.
Correct.
And my question is, did you not list it because your attorney told you not to list it, or did you just assume you didn't?
I assumed because I thought, okay. I mean, he didn't come right out and say, hey, no, don't sign that, check the box, no. Okay. It was more or less, I mean, when I went in, that's what I had said to Carney, I was kind of confused, Sergeant Carney. I was confused as to when she said to me, the box is, this is the reason why it's been denied, is because the box was checked off wrong. You should have put yes. And also explained whether it was pending or still ongoing. You could have put that in the box, and I didn't do that.
Right, thank you.
Thank you.
Other questions? How did the altercation start at the stop lane?
It was on the highway. Okay. They were in and out. They went, how they got as far as they did, whatever. They went up that, when they were up that way, when they first got on North High Street in East Haven, there's an entrance right there. I was in that lane. How he got through me and the other person, he almost hit my car. So I laid on my horn at him. Of course, the words started with the vulgar language out the window, and he started yelling, blah, 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 blah. And I just stood there shaking my head, sat there shaking my head. I'm like, you know what? This is what you deal with on the highway every day anyways. Being, you know, delivering stuff, you deal with all kinds of people. I started to proceed going up the highway at 95 North, and still were in and out. And as I creeped up into my, stayed in the right lane, they were there again. I seen them yelling at other people on the highway too. Anyhow, the confrontation happened when I put my blinker on to get off Leech Island Road. They were in the left lane, and they came over with to get off over there too. And as I'm getting off, you can't miss the car. It's a bright canary yellow car. And they pulled up on the side of me. So I was sitting there, my window was half down, and I looked to my side like this, and it was them. The kid starts with his mouth and he starts yelling at me. Started talking junk, and I looked at him and I just said to him, I says, go yourself. The kid turned around and jumped out of the car. Then the person in the driver's side jumped out of the car. I don't believe there was a third person in the car. It was only two people that got out, and they started coming towards me. I don't know if the kid had a right hand over here. I turned around and I just saw that. I said, you know what? I'm not getting out. I can't do anything. I need a hip. I got to have rotator cuff done. I just turned around. I just pulled it out and I feared for my life. I just said, you know what? This ain't happening. And I just kept it right in front of myself, in front of me right here. Not out the window, not letting the public see it. And that's when I just laced into the kid and told him, I says, you take one more further step. I just looked at him and says, don't do it. It'll be your last mistake. And the kid looked at it. He saw it. He went, oh, and he started screaming. And I saw the light change, and I was like, and then I made the turn. I was able to go after these people who went left and who went right. I was able to go into the emergency lane and cut around that way.
No, I would just like that case that he was talking about was nollied before he applied. So, okay. As far as everything, I just want to emphasize that. Okay.
No other questions? Just making sure. All right. Brief factual, please.
This is a denial by the Brantford Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial was the failure of the appellant to check regarding the question regarding had he ever had a permit revoked, etc. The appellant checked no, when in fact his pistol permit had been revoked, and he should have checked yes and then filled in the details. During questioning, the reason for the revocation was that the appellant had been involved in a road rage incident on 95 in Brantford. There was an altercation, no, not an altercation, there's some type of road rage incident between his vehicle and the passengers of another vehicle. At a stoplight, the appellant was stopped at a stoplight. He testified that the two occupants of the other vehicle got out, approached his vehicle. He was in fear for his life, took his firearm out of a holster, held it waist level, maybe higher, in view enough for the occupants of the other vehicle to see it. Appellant then left the scene, was heading home when he was stopped by the Brantford Police Department and arrested for that incident.
Comments by the board?
It's a little puzzling to me. We're not here to discuss the prior revocation, but it sounds to me like his actions during that time seem reasonable under the circumstances. What we're here for, though, is to determine whether this denial, is appropriate, and the grounds for that being his not putting the prior revocation on the form. And again, it seems to me that he was acting in good faith on the assumption that because it was nollied and some conversation he had with his attorney, he assumed, probably a mistake, that he didn't have to list it on the form. So other than that, his record seems clean, and he seems like a responsible individual, so that's going to weigh in my decision.
Just as a note, he, from his testimony, I believe he said he had a permit for 37 years without incident prior to this.
All right. Dr. Conrad.
Mr. Capello.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Colonel Overton.
Appellant.
Carl Lewis.
Appellant.
Chair votes appellant. 5-0 in favor of appellant. Thank you both.
Yep.